Look with me real quick, if you would, at Revelation chapter 5. We don't have much time, so I'm going to just start reading. Revelation 5, verse 1, the Apostle John says, "And I saw in the right hand of him," and let me just preface by saying, if you've forgotten, that this is a scene that takes place in heaven. It's a yet future scene. It's a scene where all of us, Lord willing, will be. All those that know the Lord will be in this scene, in this this moment, this time. "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?'" So there's this amazing book, very, very important book, a book that changes all of human history, brings human history to a conclusion on the earth. And the voice goes out, "Who is worthy?" "And no man in heaven," verse 3, "nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon." And John adds, "And I wept much, greatly, without hope almost, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, 'Weep not,'" verse 5, "Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And I beheld," "and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb." It's interesting as you read through the scriptures how many times the Lamb comes up. You remember when the Lord delivered the family of Abraham, Israel, from Egypt, and led them by Moses through the Red Sea. And there in the desert, he gave them instructions to build the tabernacle, kind of a tent, in a sense. Wasn't terribly big, and there was a fence put up around the tabernacle, and there were priests within the fence, and they had their ministry. And you remember how the men were commanded to three times a year present themselves before the tabernacle. And then it adds, "and not with empty hands." You come three times in representation of your family, and you come with a sacrifice. And they would come, and often they would bring a little lamb, little sheep, less than a year old, without spot, without blemish. You remember how it goes. And then they had there a little ceremony, a little brief ceremony at the door of the tabernacle. And they would lay their hand on the head of that lamb. And they would pray for themselves and for their families. And then the lamb was sacrificed. And it's interesting, in this little ceremony, there was an amazing truth pictured, that God, by means of a sacrifice by means of a substitute, provided a way where sinners, guilty people, could be forgiven. And it's interesting there in Leviticus, as you read, they offered the sacrifice, and then they stood up, they went home, forgiven. Amazing truth. Incredible. And what happened in that little ceremony is there was kind of a transference between the sinner and his sin and his guilt was transferred to that little animal. And the animal was sacrificed in the sinner's place. And all kind of picturing the Lamb of God that would come one day, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, motivated by love, went to the cross. Not for anything he had done, not for any sin that he had committed, because he never sinned. But he went to the cross, motivated by love, and he died in our place. And the Bible says that those that call upon him, their sin is in a mysterious way transferred to Christ. And the perfect righteousness of Christ is transferred back to the sinner. So that the sinner walks away forgiven. Romans 8 said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Tremendous Savior we have, the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Back to Revelation chapter 5. It says, jumping down to verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. We can probably all remember the day of our salvation and the joy that came to our heart when we first realized, hey, I may not understand it all, but the Bible says I'm forgiven. Forgiven because of what Christ did in my behalf. And it's an amazing thing to be saved. Amen? Tremendously amazing to be saved. And as your outreach to Chile, we've had the privilege of seeing many, many Chileans hear the same message and come to Christ, come to the Lamb, and seen them call upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, and seen their lives radically changed. In some cases, families completely changed. Amazing thing that we are all a part of. And in a sense, every one of those Chileans that have come to Christ, you folks have had a part in that. The Bible says that's been credited to your account. Philippians chapter 4. Where I want to go is, I want to jump down to verse 11. It says, and I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. We're part of something very, very big. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Worthy is the Lamb. All the glory goes to him because he indeed is worthy. As I mentioned in the video, going to the mission field for us included a few difficulties along the way. In the beginning, we had to visit just over 200 churches. And I, at times, didn't think I'd make it. That's a lot of churches. And then in my foolishness. I told one church, hey, we've just about got all of our support, so all we have to do is run out to Texas, pick up the language, and then we're off to Chile. And we learned you don't run out to Texas and pick up the language. It's a long, hard, for us, a difficult process, and we didn't think we were going to make it. Over the years, we've had some struggles with our children, and it's very hard for a missionary to serve on the field with joy when children are back here in the States struggling. We've had to take care of aging parents four times. We've heard the word cancer. Somewhere in there, I ended up having a kidney taken out. Kidney failure one time, or renal failure. A number of difficult things. Like I said, the blessings far, far outweigh the difficulties. But you know, we all have to go through difficulties in life, don't we? Sooner or later, they come. But he is worthy. He's worthy of our best every day, whether we feel like it or not. Whether things seem to be going great or things aren't going so great, he's still worthy of our best. And we want to encourage you folks to keep serving him faithfully, diligently, wholeheartedly, all of your days. Because he indeed is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Thank you again for your part in our lives, in our ministry, in Chile. And please continue to pray for us and for Chile in the coming days. Let me pray with you. Gracious Father, we are humbled by your goodness and by your mercy. It amazes us that the one who knows us the best loves us the most. And we thank you for the many, many blessings that you have given to each and every one of us. But especially we want to thank you and praise you for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, motivated by love, went to the cross and died in our behalf. And now has saved us. If there's one person here tonight, Father, who has never called upon Christ to be their personal Savior, convince them in your way that now is the time, and help them to call upon Christ and be gloriously saved. And I thank you so much for these men and women, these boys and girls. Thank you for this church. Thank you for Pastor Blaylock. Thank you for all the pastors. And the ministry that they have here in Jupiter, I pray you'd continue to bless them and give them wisdom in how to continue to impact and reach people in this community. And I thank you for their heart that extends beyond these walls and reaches even to places like Santiago, Chile. I pray you'd continue to bless them. Keep your hand upon the pastor, helping me get stronger and stronger each day. Keep your hand upon each of us and use us for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
On behalf of everyone at Beacon Baptist Church, we thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your heart and life has been impacted through the biblical truths of this message. If you have questions or would like more information, please contact us through our website at beaconbaptistchurch.org. That's beaconbaptistchurch.org. May the Lord bless you.